कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव.
Cock and Bull, Under Pressure. Not the song by the one and only Queen, which was then copied by I don't know who, I can't remember. Tung, 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 tung. But that's the kind of feeling we have, not just when we're in the loo trying to, at the age of 48p, but more importantly, survive this lockdown. So here's my rant, and it's a very serious one this time. And that is, there are two types of people now in the big cities, the ones which are hurting the most. One is those who want to open and move on like myself. And there are those who are going on with this fear pandemic, which is worse for me than the actual pandemic. For example, yesterday, two of these boys who I know in the lane were having a small game of badminton just to elevate their boredom, you know, from a huge distance, social distance apart. But they were playing some listless badminton. And an elderly gentleman, about a 140-year-old man, came and started telling one of them, "Oh God, you have to be careful. There's a drone overhead who's going to catch you and the police will come and arrest you and you'll never be seen again. Your body parts will be thrown into Lake Powai," which is very close to where my good friend Antariksh, aka Silvery, lives. My point is, this fear-mongering, when is the fear-mongering going to stop? I understand that we're dealing with it and the philosophies are different and the approaches are different. We have to stop the fear-mongering. We have to. It's called Cock and Bull with Silvery and Amit Doshi, who have got lots of time on their hands this week and have decided to have a long one. So guys...
A long what?
A long well. This is not the time for double entendre. your sexual influence continues. But
I think the under pressure thing, just to clean that up a little bit, you're thinking of Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice, baby. Ting, yeah. Ting, 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 ting.
Correct.
That was just ridiculous. You have a hit record about 10 years before you, and you just rip it off. Even Hindi films wait about 11 and a half.
Not really. Or they do it the same year itself, right?
Yeah. And give credit to a third party to avoiding legal ramifications.
I actually looked for this, right? And it was kind of, so basically, Thanda Thanda Pani, Baba Saigal, sampled Vanilla Ice with sampled Queen.
Yeah. I mean, there may be more. It may not end. The chain will go on and on.
I'm sure it's...
Have you guys heard Baba Saigal's coronavirus songs? They're really funny.
I have it's not. So funny. But I know that there are a lot of Baba Saigal fans who listen to us.
So when the guest doesn't turn up, what we should do is just play Baba Saigal songs. You know, I'll do it like a DJ or Silvery. You can do it also. You know? And the next one. And the next one.
We actually had gotten...
Let's get him on.
Baba Saigal, let's try. We should try.
One thing I remember from the 90s in MTV is guys like Baba Saigal were very happy to sing. Then you got the manufacturers who came after that who were a little worried and would not perform live while talking, you know. I, as an anchor, you immediately understand the... In fact, it becomes fun for you because you get under the skin of the guy who doesn't want to sing. There's the Sonu Nigams who won't stop singing, you know, and because, you know, they love singing and they have great confidence. And then there's the type who doesn't want to sing. Not now. Throat. All the music names will tell by request. I was talking about a very serious topic here. Fear-mongering and panic. What's it called? Corona.
Correct. Yeah, I don't know what to make of it, right? I mean, like, it's bizarre, right? I mean, like, I think that there is a certain amount of fear-mongering is justified, but it feels excessive. It also feels like, there's no, the point of flattening the curve is not to eliminate people from getting coronavirus, right? I mean, like, a certain percentage of us are going to get it. There's no getting around that. The idea was to make sure that we don't overwhelm the hospitals. Right, to make sure that we built up a little bit of capacity to deal with this stuff. And if we haven't done that in the last 2 months, then I mean, like, then that's just like ludicrous, right? I mean, like, that's insane if we haven't done that. If we have done that in the last 2 months, it's time for a phased opening, right? I mean, like, things need to start opening up. Now, I understand that, okay, say that movie theaters we don't want to start, say we don't want to start the IPL, say we don't want to start, concerts, we don't want to start, maybe we restrict the number of guests at a wedding. You know, I can understand things like this, right? Maybe even have some more restrictions around registering who is at a particular event. Right. Make it so that that becomes a little kind of easier so that when you have to do contact tracing, that's a little more manageable. I can understand some of those kinds of things. But being locked down like this, right? I mean, like, where you can't do anything. You can't go anywhere.
It's- My point in this whole thing is I'm 100% Indian, but I'm also 50% Japanese and 50% German. Mm-hmm. For us, everything is time-bound. And you've got to be more clinical about things and look at it from a clinical point of view. Give yourself 2 months, and then you have to look at plan B.
Yeah.
Because planning is not fetching the results you wanted.
Well, I think it
That's
has.
That's why I dropped Marathi in school.
But you know, sorry.
Marathi after failing, but that's another story for
me. I would say this though, that I do believe that plan A has worked reasonably well in India. The infection rates are not that high. We are seeing 3,000 odd people a day getting infected with this or being testing positive with this. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was, I think we got 3,000 people who were tested, 1,400 people recovered. So it was a 1,600% net growth day, which is pretty.
Our recovery rate is going faster. There's no doubt.
Exactly.
In the right direction.
So it's not.
This is the right direction. If
so I think the taking the lockdown step was not wrong. I think it made.
I applauded. I was one of the guys who clapped the first time.
Yeah.
I just, my hand got caught in the window. So after two claps, I had to pull it back. And also, the lady upstairs, the bra fell because she was clapping over her clothes which were drying. And you know, so there was all that embarrassment going on. And then all the males in the house were clapping really loud for that. And again, we digress. Let's get back to where we are. Listen, step A, forget India. Worldwide, lockout has been a sensible idea everywhere. Almost everywhere. Except for that fellow, what's the orange hair fellow in America called?
Well, he doesn't want to lock now.
Yeah, so he's going. He was against it from the beginning, and they seem to be facing. Well, it's not really improving, and they're all over the place at the moment. America is looking like all over the place.
So some of it's improving, some of it's not. Some of it's gotten even worse. Some of it, like some places, are going to be really, really facing the brunt of it now because not just are they starting to start seeing infections now, they're basically not locking themselves down. Right? You can see this in a lot of southern states. You can see this in a lot of central states, right?
They're not locking themselves down, Amit, but in southern states like Texas, for example, the barbershops are open, which is a very dangerous place if you look at it. Yeah. But then one guy is going in at a time. The 25 people standing at 7 in the morning outside. I researched this. I watched it for 14 seconds on CNN while I was waiting to use the toilet because I'm in a joint family, so somebody have to wait. And I'm pretty clear that that's what happened. So I think, again, I don't put our citizens down, but as my wife keeps pointing out, if they were all people like her, she'd say no lockdown, but because there are people who are not like her, lockdown. And I suppose that's what all you English-speaking, upper-class, Indian types say, which is right, but I hate it. I find it very racist.
No, I don't know if I necessarily agree with that.
We can go back and see episodes where you've said the same thing.
Where I said
without
that,
using the term junglies, but that's the word that's flung in my ears all the time, especially in Mumbai, speak the word junglies. But the junglies don't listen. Some rich woman who's never left an air-conditioned room in her life. But the junglies, they don't listen. Lockout karna padega. Junglies don't listen.
No, I don't know if I would agree with that. I really don't. I think
don't use the word jungly. I recall something.
No, not just not using the word jungly. I don't think that. I think that there has been generally good behavior around this stuff. It's not been perfect. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that nobody's put around. But see, there are things that people need to do. Okay, you need to be able to go and buy food, which is why you have crowds at the market. You know, you need to go and shop. That's why you have crowds again in these kinds of spaces. A lot of people want to travel, right? I mean, like, you know, what's really annoying is this kind of like dragging, is basically this kind of consistent thing that we're seeing where you think that certain things are going to happen and then they don't happen and something else altogether happens, right? I'll give you an example of what's happened in Maharashtra this last week, right? So they told all the Maharashtrians, basically, if you want to travel intrastate within the state from one part to the other, we will provide free ST buses.
Right.
Okay.
Mm.
Now, I have a guy who is working with me. He's been with us for a long time, but he's like, I would like to go home because my family. And I'm like, okay, sure.
Right.
If you want to go home, we'll figure that out. So he wanted to find out about these buses. Yesterday in the morning, somebody went to the bus station to kind of see what was this procedure. And in the morning, it was told to them that this is not happening anymore. No communication was given to them about what the replacement is.
He came
to me and he spoke to me. So then I went and looked at what the replacement thing is. What they did was logical. A lot of green zone people don't want buses from Bombay coming to them.
You can imagine that.
Yeah. So because of that, they said that you must go and register at the police station. And the police station will create the list and tell you to come when to come. Which is a logical kind of thing
but
you need to communicate
that
it.
Yes, you're right. You're right. That has to improve. But also, you mentioned this about travel, intra-state travel. But also, we had another phenomenon, far more important intra-state travel. I lead you to alcohol.
Yes.
Now, three times we've opened them and shut them and caused all this. And I understand that there was jungle-ish, to quote Silvery, jungle-ish behavior, not just in Mumbai, but across India. We're showing our real colors. But at the end of the day, like you said, if they had communicated better and the process is both by administration and by follower sort of followed, it can be overcome in a way.
It can.
I was thinking aloud, if I want to get the alcohol, for example, you could make sort of cubicles. If you don't have the infrastructure for that, you make sort of mental lines. Okay, but somebody has to breathe it in a sense, but make sure that people stand about 8 to 10 feet apart. And I know the lines will go on or whatever, but you say, cut off point, say, please come back after 2 o'clock, you know?
Yeah.
Or, sorry. Yeah, Silvery, please talk. You don't talk.
Or else, like what I'm saying is, why can't they start dunzoing or swigging alcohol? Like other needs.
But the lower middle class, Silvery, that issue, because this bloody country is so divided, I personally wanted everyone to earn over $1 million a year per person. That was my dream, but that's not particularly going to happen now.
Yeah, no, Dunzo and Swiggy are a little tough to kind of make work for everybody, right? They don't support everybody.
It would also be a very bad move politically because, you're appeasing the richer ones. And so that probably...
Which, as it is right now, is a problem, right? I mean,
so you need a poor man's Swiggy, even poorer than what it is right now.
Like a delivery service for alcohol is basically what I'm saying.
Maybe the guy has a cycle and not a scooter. That would make sense. So he represents that group of people.
Like, just go back to the days of you call up your liquor guy and like, hey, mere ko 4 bottles bhej do.
That is the thing which I don't understand why we are so against that idea as well, right? If your Kirana store or your liquor store guy or anybody could deliver, that would make life easier. Yeah. But now the problem is that for the store guys to deliver, the cops are not being very cooperative with them. And now they've kind of gotten to the point where they don't want to do it, right? Because initially when they were sending people for delivery, the guys got whacked.
Yeah, like it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and so then they were like, if guys are getting whacked, I'm not sending my people out. And now they've built the system where you have to go to them to pick it up. But I mean, like, wouldn't it have been better if the stores were delivering, if the liquor stores were delivering?
And even there, keep a maximum that per hour, you can order only 2 bottles. You know, but every hour you can order, but 2 bottles at a time will be
Dude, even
one of them
store,
empty. One of them empty.
So our store is doing that, right? Even the store that we use, the Kirana store, they'll not give you more than 2 loaves of bread.
If you sit on uncle's lap for 5 minutes and all that.
This is the standard. Yeah. Now, if you call them and tell them, I have some this happening and I need this and that, that's a different thing, right? But they were not giving more than 2 loaves of bread. They were not giving more than 2 boxes of Diet Coke, which was
I have done, and believe me, this is not being flippant. I called up the Kirana guy and I said, Amitabh Bachchan here. I would like to order some. And I just, ordered whatever I wanted to. And it came in 30 seconds. And the guy came without a mask, with a selfie ready and everything. So sweet.
But it went to Jalsa. So he didn't go to your house.
and he's really pissed because he had to pay. That's bad, boys. Bad. Yeah, okay. Breaking news before, Silvery, you go to the formal sheet. Apparently, Kejriwal has sounded out to Delhi. His famous opening lines always with the word Janta. And he wants the Janta to decide if they should open Delhi or not. So in a sense, I want to applaud him for forward thinking and democratic thinking. But it's also pushing off the responsibility in a sense.
It kind of is, right?
Yeah, good one. What do you think, guys?
I don't know. I don't think that, honestly, I don't want public making decisions over this.
Keep in mind what Aisha says about the type of Indians that we are.
There's a really, have you seen the show The West Wing?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So in The West Wing, Martin Sheen makes a statement when he's talking about nuclear disarmament treaties. Mm-hmm. He says basically the intense complexities of an international nuclear disarmament treaty are so deep that I really could not give a what the public thinks. Right? Mm. Because it's such a complex issue. You don't know the ins and outs of everything.
Wasted on such a concept.
Exactly. In something like this, honestly, I don't think that the public at large, I don't think I have enough information. Okay. And I feel like I'm reasonably well informed. I don't feel like I have enough information.
But it's like a house divided. Initially, everyone was saying stay safe, stay home. But now the other side is coming out slowly and coming out quite strongly.
Very aggressively. So
who was lecturing us, I removed my belt immediately. My pant fell, so I couldn't take it further. Yeah, sorry, go on.
No, so I find this very interesting, right? Left and right, and how stupid those terms are. Yeah. And how useless those terms are in some
places. They don't apply everywhere,
Let's look at America and the response on the left and the right to the lockdown. Hmm. Okay, in America, the right is all about open it up, open it up, open it up. The left is keep it locked down, keep it locked down, keep it locked down, right? Lives are more important, keep it locked down. In India, the opposite is the case. In India, the right is all about we must follow the government and let's do the wrong.
Right.
And on the left, it's like...
Well, more than we left must is the opposition. Let's just call it
Dude, listen, man. Sagarika Ghosh. Hmm. Okay. Hmm. Rana Ayub. These are left figures.
So I have left the left. I was vaguely there for some time, but now I'm with the right. There's no question in my mind that this is just pointless, because the way I'm
But you're with the Indian left. The Indian left wants us to open.
I'm not in India. The Indian left wants us to shut.
No, the Indian left wants us to open. The Indian right wants us to stay shut.
The Indian right wants us to open.
No, the Indian left wants us to open.
Oh. Okay.
Because
whoever's in power
is the opposition, right? Trump wants, the left over there is against. Yeah. What Modi wants, the left over here is against.
I don't think it's that clear in India, okay? Because they do want to open, as far as I can see. They are trying to open. If you listen to Nitin Gadkari, who's very much right.
Right.
He's very clear that we should open.
So, that's because Nitin Gadkari is...
Also, it's pretty clear that business has to be done. I'm not saying they've not made statements, it's just so one-sided.
But
giving a hint that the idea, the engine of economy has to start.
You're absolutely right. What I am talking about more has to do with the right press and the left press than it does with the actual right and left.
That's a different story.
Because the left press is the one which is kind of going after this.
And keep in mind, the right press and the left press are really deep in the philosophy.
Yes, they are.
Politicians can switch at any moment and more like actors playing a role. So you're spot on when you say Sagarika goes on one hand, because these people will live and die by what they say. Well, our poor fellows in power, they don't really mean it. Why don't you understand?
It's amazing to me that in India, given what their ideological underpinnings are, our Jagannath is pro-lockdown and Sagarika Ghosh is anti-lockdown.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me. It really is, like in some ways, because the left believes in government action. The right believes in regulation of the free market.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And right. What we have is we've basically got like this kind of inversion happening over here, which is just bizarre.
Or is it because X is in power, so you are contrary to X? So
I think it's that.
It's playing what I've always done, play the contrarian. Yeah. I do it naturally. A lot of people do it naturally. It's called contrarian personality. So here we just do, and in America, maybe across the world actually.
Yeah, yeah.
That whoever's in power, we will support you initially because that's the way to go, like when you're at war. And then you start looking at all the holes in the project and start going for it.
Yeah, I buy that. I buy that for sure. I think that we're seeing that play out.
And I'm a little sick because in India, we just have everything is, forget prejudice, is the stereotypical nature of our conversation. Everything is like that. You know, it's just a title defense by people. So whether it's mentioning junglies can't behave or whatever, we've got this set of commandments that we just sort of follow. And which is just taking us in circles as far as I'm concerned.
It is.
I would like a mathematical clinical balance sheet saying going forward, as WhatsApps are fakely sent or not fakely sent, X is the next step, then Y, then Z, then whatever. And obviously in the areas where there's too much happening at the moment, it'll be not so much. But you have to free people a little bit because I think the mental side of it is just getting worse and worse. Hence badminton is being played. Hence some idiot is getting angry. And
Why
we don't want all this to happen.
Yeah, kids in my building have been playing basketball downstairs.
It's not a crime anymore. How much do you want them to do? I mean, this is not Starlike 17. You know, I mean, it's just the human nature. Then you have to call the army out and actually start beating people up and actually jailing them. Because at the end of the day, people want their freedom.
We are
at this point 55 days into this thing, right? I mean, it's impossible to believe that.
So as an aside, if you download this podcast in August of 2022, remember the time we're in. It makes no sense, this conversation. Yeah. Sorry, 55 days at the time of recording?
Yeah, 12th of May. I went in on the 18th of March.
I have never urinated in the same pot for 55 days without stopping. And I have now. It is for me a world record. I always travel somewhere. I always have to work somewhere. I always have some late shifts. You know, and this is, and just not me, everybody, the whole of country, just we're so stuck in this one dimension. You can feel what a tiger feels like in a cage.
Yeah.
Okay, for us, let's not use the word tiger, a rat. What a rat feels like in a small box.
I feel that. I mean, like, I haven't worn a pair of pants in 55 days. I mean, like, shorts and t-shirt all the time.
And I'm wondering for someone like you, Amit, who's a single guy, Silvery, again, single guy, but with full family and all that. But for you as a single guy, it must be getting a little... I mean, your whole life is actually outside the house, no?
It's a little tiring. I'm a little exhausted.
Of
not being able to meet anybody, any friends, anybody at all.
Yeah.
Massages. There's a massage parlor in Nepean Sea Road. Is that open? Because that's an essential service.
I don't know, man. I'm getting tired. I really am. Right. I mean, I'm ready to kind of get out. But I also get that, you know, we need to still wait and watch a little bit. And I see, here's the thing. The way I see it is that we're going to be going under rolling lockdowns for the next year. They're going to keep happening. So then, I mean, like, we need to be a little aware of what is going on. And
as an aside, we'll have to bank our podcasts for safety every month. At least two podcasts, put them in the bank going forward every month. Because we'll probably come hit you hard and fast.
I'm certain these are going to happen again. Because, I mean, like, you look at what's happening in, like, South Korea, right? They had another flare-up. Yeah. They had, like, apparently there was somebody on Twitter who made the stupid joke, what happens when a COVID-19 goes into a bar in South Korea? 1,900 people have to be tested the next day. Right, which is what had to happen, right? And I mean, like, so they've had another flare-up occur over there. Yeah. Japan's had another flare-up occur. You know, Singapore's had a second flare-up occur.
Everybody's had a second surge, if you want to call
it. Yeah, Germany, I think, is having a slightly, is not like a major surge, but is having a surge again right now. It's going to be there. And so these lockdowns are not going to be...
It has to be a flexible, rolling everything. Yeah. Yeah. You have to be able to work and be locked down at the same time.
And you need to start identifying things which are dangerous and things which are safe and start taking those things seriously, right? Like things which are dangerous. Traveling in train, dangerous. Traveling in bus, dangerous. Traveling by flight, dangerous.
Marriage?
Probably not so dangerous.
Not so dangerous. All right. Just checking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, you would...
No, yeah, right.
No better than us.
Go ahead, tell us more, man.
Yeah, but no, but I mean, like, we have.
But if you don't have the above mentioned, forget the marriage. How does society do anything? Because a city like Mumbai works on public transport.
Yeah,
you and me and Samiri will find our way to the damn studio where you work. But 60% of your people won't. So what's the point?
No, but I'm not going to call everybody back to office. I mean, like, I'm going to start instituting serious work at home.
Okay, leave us aside. Leave us aside. Huh. Because you can still manage. It's a smaller unit.
Right.
Look at a bigger office, a huge...
Google came out with guidelines as to... Sundar Pichai posted some guidelines for the company as to what they will be practicing when they come back. So only 10% people back at work. People whose jobs... can be done from home, will 100% will be doing their jobs from home.
So TCS announced that as well. TCS announced 75% of its staff will be on work from home from now on.
So basically, whatever the big MNCs do, the rest will follow. Let's face it.
So where are our challenges? Our challenges occur in manufacturing and trading. These are the two areas where we have serious challenges. When it comes to services and IT and stuff like that, these things can all be managed at home. But manufacturing, you cannot do at home. You need people in a factory. Okay. Services, you need people in a factory.
And the most important thing, food, catering.
Yeah, man, I've been listening to some stuff, right? I mean, like, this is mostly coming out of the U.S., but the devastation for the restaurant industry is going to be like nothing else.
Yeah, restaurant airlines, these are the two that I'm really worried about.
Yeah.
Of course, ironically, food on airlines, but that's...
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, to be very honest with you, I don't think anybody gives a about airline owners. Because, I mean, like, most...
You're a leftist.
No, I'm not. Because, actually, you know, the ultra-right-wing position is that the market fails. And when the market fails, I don't really need to give a flying... about, like, you know, people who are private equity investors or people who are airline owners are not people who we really need to kind of worry about. Restaurants, on the other hand, right? Restaurant, because see, what will happen with an airline is, airliner will go into receivership, there will be new management, some debt restructuring will happen and airlines will work.
Or the national, the government has to come forward and...
Something or the other will happen for airlines. But restaurants, right? What happens to, like, I have so many friends who own restaurants, right? And they do well for themselves, but it's not like they're making, like, money hand over fist or anything like that, right? Investments in restaurants are heavy. It costs a lot of money to keep them running. It's a running, cash running business. I mean, like...
It takes 2 years to get a balance sheet which makes sense.
Which makes sense, exactly.
Average, yeah.
And so how are these guys going to keep it going, right? Because, practically, right? A restaurant works at like a 15% margin. Seems like a very high glamour business and all of that, right?
Yeah.
And some of them do phenomenally well and they work at huge margins, but most of them, they work at 15% margins. That means that your cash flow dictates your ability to spend money. How are they going to survive this?
If they close down, and some have already closed down, suspended their business for now, the sadness that comes with that, because when they want to order food out, it's a very insensitive thing, you know, then to actually call and ask for food and the pain, that pathos that you'll be going through with all that. So I would, on so many different levels, they're suffering. I'm obviously the wrong guy to pick this subject up. But I'm really, for me, I'm devastated about the restaurant thing, because I just, you know, looking back at my own life, all of us looking at our lives, if you look back, there's certain things we do and you start thinking of what we can't do. And straight away, out of my 5-3, I can't do, you know, so it's like just sad.
Yeah, and restaurants, got that. Everybody, number one for me. Restaurants, number one for me, right?
Number one, me, Oval, number two. Gym, number one. Oval, two. Restaurants, three. All are on the suspended list at the moment.
Yeah.
Marriage, by the way, rocking. Huh? Rocking. Sedated.
So our aviation minister came out with this photo.
Are mera...
Yeah, he came out with this photo. I don't know if you guys can see.
Yeah.
This is a flight of Indians being brought back.
Brought back
From Singapore to New Delhi.
Okay.
And it's just like full face masks, like those, you know, those right.
There are people sitting in the middle seats as well.
Yeah. Because the middle seat MPs are obvious. Come on. It's pointless. It's an 18-inch difference between shoulder to shoulder.
So what they've done is they've said that the last three rows have been left vacant. The last three rows have been left vacant. And
the virus will settle down.
Yeah. And like, I think occasionally, like every middle row, after like every three rows or something is like vacant. Something like that.
What does that even mean?
So they also
a locked cubicle of so much space with so many people who use the same loo, walk around there and they touch different things. You got to make sure you don't have corona. Once you get on the plane, it's a lottery.
So they've come out also with a list of guidelines, and the aviation minister is saying that this is what it'll look like for a long, long while for the foreseeable future. So like guidelines, some guidelines are like pre-packaged food will be kept on the seats prior to boarding the flight, and this could allow or people can just carry their own food, which flights had stopped allowing in the middle.
Hmm.
Then they said that once the operation is live, include keeping the middle seats and last three rows empty to minimize contact between passengers. But as you said, middle seats haven't been vacant during this time. Because I guess they didn't have that many people to transport back to India.
I have a suggestion though. Just keep everybody happy, because food is important when you're on a plane. Why don't we have an air Swiggy where I can order and the air Swiggy can bring the food separately?
That's an interesting idea. I like that. That works well.
But it's a separate deal altogether.
Like, is it like Amazon drone, you're saying?
They have to connect into the plane, like, you know, like Air Force One, and like, you know, from the bottom they come up.
We can do everything. This is the 21st century. Don't let a virus scare you. You're 6 foot tall, Amit Doshi. Only worried about a small little virus that you can't see. This is an unfair fight. I'm feeling bad for the virus of some time. It's just going to lose at the end. We should take a break. And when we come back, quick word on Donald Trump walking out of a press conference. I'll tell you about that. All right. When we come back in a sec. All right, back here on coronavirus epidemic episode number, I think, 13. Oops, lucky for some. And while we have our own problems with our governments and state governments versus central government, etc. In America, the man with the orange top continues to wax eloquent, but except for press conferences, we won't wax at all. So, Amit, you want to take us through what happened with...
So somebody asked him a question, right? I mean, like...
Of Asian origin, so I was worried he'd become...
She was. She actually asked him, why are you asking me to ask China? Right. So she asked the question, basically. So there were two of them. I don't remember which one he walked out of. Right. So
the second one. She was the preamble, and there was a second one. The second one irritated him. Although she came back. She came back.
Right.
So she asked one question. Then there was one question. She came back.
She asked the question, Was she asking the question about testing, or was she asking the question about testing in the White House?
Yeah. Oh, God, I forgot the damn question. But
there were two.
Why aren't you answering my question was where the tie
is. So he had two meltdowns. He had two meltdowns in the same press conference, right?
Hmm.
One of them was one where somebody asked him about, when will the rest of America get the same kind of testing that the White House is getting right now?
Right.
And his meltdown over there was just basically, if I would have tested, then if we were not testing in the White House, you would ask, why are you not testing in the White House? If we are testing in the White House, you're asking, why are we testing in the White House? It's a no-win kind of for us. But again, the way he says it is not as reasonable as the way I make it out to be, right?
Yeah.
And then the other woman asked him about... I can't remember what she asked him about, man. But I remember seeing
It is all to do with the virus. And he just gets defensive. So it's really a question, doesn't matter.
Right.
But the point of the matter is he just walked out.
He just walked,
He just walked out. I mean, so much for taking responsibility. Open press, this, that, and the other.
He is a... Man, he's a guy, man. I don't know what to say. I've been reading a bunch of different articles in the American press right now that it seems like the Republicans have kind of given up on Donald Trump being able to win in November.
Yeah.
They just assume that he's going to lose. And because of that, a lot
also,
of stuff...
Sorry, Amit, but it's now sounding like madness, you know? It's now... Before it was funny, obnoxious,
right?
Really obnoxious, and now it's like madness, you know, the Hitlerian proportion of, you know, self-belief, megalomania that you can yourself cure the world, and you know how that all started a month back. So, and now what the journalists are asking, they weren't provocative questions, or we would have remembered them. They were simple questions about testing, about what's the way forward, things like that. Soft lockdown versus hard lockdown. All these were the questions.
Yeah, it was on that stuff.
Prepared for them, for God's sake. There are five questions which are repeated. That's the main key thing of any press conference in any part of the world. he just, his arrogance is such that once he gets into a bad mood, it's like he walks off. And how can he be a statesman? You cannot behave like you're playing cricket with the boys, you know, in the gully, and you get angry at the decision by one of your friends. It's literally like that.
Did you guys watch his new press secretary? Her name is, I think, Kayleigh McKinney. She had like an excellent revert to this question. Someone asked the question, okay, Donald Trump, the president, has been saying that he has made all these travel restrictions because he does not want the coronavirus to enter the country anymore from outside, from say Asia or something. And she had like this response, like a prepared response, obviously, but a great response in the sense like, okay, you're saying Donald Trump should take back what he said earlier. Do you think Washington Post should take back things like the fear of coronavirus is more than actual coronavirus? Do you think New York Post should take back something like, so she listed down like 10 different outlets, all the things that they said wrong during this time. And he's like, so if you guys aren't taking it back, how can you ask the president to take anything that he says back?
But that's because the difference between the two of them, she comes prepared.
Yeah.
She's researched. She's ready for the fight. Now, I'm a great fan of spontaneity. I think if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But you're the president of the United States of America. This is a subject which requires a little bit of research and conversation. It is not your subject. It's not business. You're not on what is that show called? The show that made him a star?
Celebrity Apprentice,
you know. He just comes and thinks he's doing stand-up comedy and he'll just wing it from there. Which is fine when there's no issue. But this is a huge issue.
The question he was asked is, why does he treat it like a race? Right? Why is he treating the number of infections in the U.S. versus China versus other parts of the world? Okay. Why are you treating this like some sort of competition?
And
that was the question which made him freak out.
Yeah.
Amazing guy is.
Yeah, really. Because they're not winning the race. That's for sure right now.
They're not. I mean, like, how many? 80,000 dead?
80 plus at the moment. That was 1 hour ago. Because Silver, you talk so much, the time just keeps flying. By the way, folks, I don't know if you two can at least see that lovely painting in the back. So now, if we don't get work and the economy doesn't start and I don't earn money, I'll start selling those paintings. So if you guys are interested, we're going at 5 lakhs base price. Silver, talk to me. I'm talking to you. Talk to me.
Okay.
5 lakhs so, base price, you GST included.
He's just moving on. He's looking for another topic to talk
about. He's like my wife. He just ignores me. I can't bear this guy. I mean, you at least humor me. You always laugh a little. Silvery, I think Silvery thinks I really it's pretty clear. His thought blurb is here he goes again. Stupid old man.
Okay. I don't know if you guys heard, but a panel in Maharashtra from the government just announced that 50% of prisoners in Maharashtra in jails will be let loose. We are out on temporary bail to prevent spread of coronavirus. This comes after just a week after 184 prisoners in Arthur Road Jail tested positive for coronavirus.
Before you react to that, let's react to what you just said. So to save the whole, it's like how you do, you cut the leg off to save the body kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
But my point is, and this is really painful, they're out temporarily on bail or something.
But I think they'll
be rearrested in August.
That's what it seems like. That's what I'm saying. But again, they're not saying, they're not given any time frames. They're not given, as of yet, they don't even know what level of crime of criminals will be allowed. Like, what crime will they commit?
I've got to assume it's going to be non-violent criminals because that's what happened in most of the rest of the world, right?
Yeah.
Okay, in most of the world, they've let
under trials. There's lots of under trials.
No, but non-violent under trials, right? Yeah. Not if you're like accused of like, you know, 6 murders or something like that. They're not letting you out.
Yeah. 4 murders is a cutoff.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. 4 murders makes you violent. Up to 3, it's just normal day in North India, my friend. Oh, Farzi. Okay. Jokes apart. So what do you think? Is it comical or is it the right thing to do?
What else can you do, man? I mean, like, these guys don't have a death sentence on them, right?
Jail is a death sentence if you have corona.
Exactly. So, I mean, like, I think as long as they're careful about who they're letting out, and I mean, like, it shouldn't be...
So here's the irony. So the lockout ends for prisoners who are locked out for a long time, but the lockout continues for me, who's not a prisoner. That I find wrong. But I would like to speak to my local MLA, called Mr. Savant, no? Who's our guy?
Savant?
Isn't it Savant? Raju Savant?
I thought, no, is that Jyotsna Ben Mehta?
No. But the winner was Raju Savant, Shiv Sena.
That's MP.
MP. MLA.
MLA is Jyotsna Ben Mehta.
Let's call both of them. I'm not sure who is to deal with my problem.
We can do that.
Yeah. But tell them to wear masks. Huh? There's another thing I've been watching. My wife actually made that comment, and I'm going to put it in our show for sure. A lot of these guys are doing press conferences with the Harshavardhan, Health Minister Union, Kejriwal himself, a couple of other cabinet ministers who were talking, Gadkari. Prime Minister also? all of them while talking have the mask hanging on the chin. So I've been walking around with my mask hanging around my chin also. Because I don't know, why they have the mask. Say I'm doing the press conference. Right. What's the point of it hanging here?
That's an interesting point, right? Because what the WHO says about that, right, is people who are communicating during a pandemic should show the same kinds of, that they're taking the same precautions that they expect other people to take.
Right.
But at the same time, how do you talk with a mask on?
But then just take it off, because we are not stupid.
That's exactly just
in a room with, whatever, people are away and hopefully. Yeah. But this half-hearted gesture I don't get, because that means, okay, it's flexible. And now I've noticed it's flexible for lots of people.
It is, yeah, you're right.
Go down to buy your stuff or walk or whatever you see.
I did see that when I went out the other day, the guy at, so fortunately not the guy who was at the store, but the guy who was in line for the store, they were like, they had the mask, and then whenever they wanted to say something, they take the mask off, talk, put the mask back on. Yeah. I'm like, it's not like a door, man. I mean, the point of it is you're supposed to wear it.
Maybe we should just face the epidemic, let a few go and that's it and move on. I don't see any other way now. Listening? You're all doing all this. You're trying to be disciplined. You're trying to do whatever. And it's just falling apart.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm cynic.
No, but I think we're going to see that. I think we're definitely starting to see that. We're going to see much more of things opening up. I don't think that there's any
guys, question. I absolutely hate people using, public machinery for their personal purposes, which is actually an act of corruption if you study civics. And this is, in a sense, a public platform. Hmm. But I would like to make an appeal to anybody out there. There's a very poor family who needs a barbell, about 80 kilos of weight, a bench, and a sports rack. If you can help that family away from their troubles, give them something to cheer, they'll be so happy. I repeat, squat rack, about 5 feet tall at least,
okay.
Bench of any standard, doesn't really matter, a barbell, and 80 kilos of weight.
Thank did you hear about what happened behind your house?
What happened?
Malabar Hill Club.
What happened?
6 lakh rupees of alcohol got stolen, beer and alcohol.
Wow. Cyrus, was that
you? COVID warriors, I want to salute. Somebody stole alcohol, but with a mask on in the middle of all.
I was told by that yesterday by somebody, a friend of mine was on the...
You think it's an inside job or a member?
Has to be an inside job, no? Or in all likelihood, it could be a member. It could be somebody on the committee just like, chalo, ghar pe dalo.
Well, you think about it. The clubs have a lot of stock.
Yeah,
they do. You can't get your hands on it. You live in El Palazzo, right? Obviously, for example.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about it. Why you... If you can call a guy who's still inside sleeping there in the barracks or whatever.
Yeah.
And just... So the guy suddenly says, I'll start a business.
Yeah.
And before you know it, 6 lakhs and all cash.
Yeah.
I think this warrior... This is the enterprise I want in India. I want it. It may be corrupt, but I salute it. I'm happy with it.
Yeah, no, but I think that's likely to be what happened, right? There must be somebody inside the club who basically opened a store.
Yeah. Excellent. And making more revenue than the club does normally.
I was talking to somebody. I feel so lucky I quit smoking.
Yeah.
Right? So I was talking to a friend who hasn't quit smoking. And... So
they can get their hands on a pack.
No, so basically there's a black market, which is there.
Yeah.
Like $800 for a pack of cigarettes, man.
And what is the rate now?
I think normally a pack of cigarettes is 300 or something like that. So it's one and a half.
Drugs are cheaper. Why go this route?
My friends have been getting it for 600 and all.
600,
yeah.
So for a packet of 10?
Packet of 20.
Packet
of 10 is 300. Packet of
So 30 20. Bucks a cigarette.
So it's basically double the price.
Yeah, double the price.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe we should shut this podcast and just sell
cigarettes now. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of interesting. I've been getting some messages from different restaurant owners who are selling their stock too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Under the table, obviously.
Oh, how else?
Yeah, how else?
Yeah.
But I mean, for them also, it's like they've got money stuck in the inventory, no?
That's what I'm saying. See, you're going to force people. It's like how we don't pay our taxes sometimes in the 80s and 90s and all that. It's just, you're forcing people because there's a cash crunch after some time.
Yeah.
You're going to start being creative and innovative, and that starts becoming more and more corrupt and less creative in that sense. And this is human nature. How will you stop that? Hence, the West is trying to push the economy forward so that people have both. But it's a difficult one. I know it's a difficult one.
What are we going to do with, the simple fact is that we are going to have a massive labor shortage. Did you hear about this? I was reading something in the newspaper. Atish, I'm completely hijacking all your stories, but I read something really interesting about this. Outside Indore yesterday, 10,000 auto rickshaws.
Irony before you get to the story. Outdoor in Indore. Now go.
Okay. Outside the city of Indore in Madhya Pradesh, there is a highway that goes from Bombay to Allahabad. Okay, it's on the route.
Right.
There were 10,000 auto rickshaws with Maharashtra plates on the way to UP.
But how did they get through our district barriers?
Well, I mean, they were able to move through, but basically they're escaping. They want to go back.
Yeah.
But then again, see, this is not so much a crime. It is a crime, but it's also a human issue.
It's not a crime. It's a human issue. It's sad that this is the state that they have gotten to, where they cannot even sustain for a couple of months in this
and
city.
And lack of faith in both the central government and the state government.
They're taking their rickshaws and going home.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
And lack of faith in the center and state, I'm telling you.
I was reading somewhere that after this, Mumbai may not be called the city of dreams anymore, because people are just giving up on their dreams and going back home. And God knows if it comes back the other way.
I'm very angry with our media fellows, since I go once a week to shoot our show and I see them all the time. I tell them about it. They're just going on attacking Mumbai in this very tragic way.
Yeah.
Because it's also like, you were the big city, let's bring you down. You know, there's a little bit of that there. So Maxim City, Maxim cases, come on. We know we're leading. But it's just common logic that we will lead.
Who else is going to lead?
The people who have the most connectivity.
Exactly.
Connectivity is the most. Like New York, just look around the world. That's where it's happened. London, just use your head. It's not going to be, Jabalpur is not going to suffer like us unless somebody does something stupid. It has to come into the big one or two commercial cities of your country. Maxim City, Maxim Pain, Maxim Death, Maxim. What is happening? Sinking. Are you idiot? It's logic. That's how the parameter goes.
Yeah, but Bombay, Delhi, Bangalore. I mean, like, to expect anything but these three cities to be badly affected
is foolish. You have to expect these three to be badly affected.
They're also the most densely populated of all of our cities.
The most number of foreigners go in and out. The most travelers go in and out.
Exactly. This is where it's going to be.
We never have a problem getting a flight from Bombay to Jabalpur, if there is one also. It's never going to be a big problem. But Bombay, Delhi, Bangalore, to some extent Hyderabad, Chennai, you cannot even get close on a normal day if you try to go to the airport and say, I'll board a plane. In the days when you go.
That was, before
Irony number 17. Yeah. Oh, God, I nearly fell.
True.
Man, I want to go somewhere, anywhere at all.
New Zealand.
Anywhere, man.
I just calmness. Thailand actually quietly is better. Quietly.
Yeah,
I'm going back to Thailand.
Yeah.
Aisha, let's go and settle down in Thailand, or should I get a Thai girl this time?
Oh.
Self social distance. Yeah. Yeah, all right. Do we have time for a quick topic, or do we go to AMAs now?
There was a gas leak in Visakhapatnam. I don't know if you guys.
More tragedy. Suddenly, it's almost like the karma has come at the same time, the bad karma.
Yeah.
Because just when you get off topic from, you want a break from coronavirus, you can't go to the stock market, all the sports, redundant. So all you got really is something else, and then something else is worse.
Gas tragedy. And it happened in a red zone, in a coronavirus red zone, is where the gas leak happened.
Oh, really? Did it? I thought it happened outside the city, and it was basically opening up the plant for... Right.
Correct. But that area was demarcated as a red zone area.
Oh, that's coronavirus. Right. That's that's horrible.
Because people who ended up at the hospital were at risk of getting infected by coronavirus also.
Exactly.
So when it rains, it pours.
Yes, it does.
As Baba Sehgal sang in his song, Thanda Thanda Pani, when it rains, it pours.
Yeah, correct. And the reasoning they gave for the gas leak was that because of the lockdown, the chemical had been in the plant for about 40 days.
Too long, yeah.
And which is what led to the leak.
Yeah. And now
had there not been a lockdown, this would not have happened.
Now you can think that very same philosophy will hold true for other things. Because lots of things are unattended to. We want to go to our small little 40 square foot office, as does Amit, just to clean it.
Yeah.
2 months, it'll be stinking, it'll be dust. This is Bombay, man. I mean, dust everywhere. You can't leave something shut for 2 months like that.
Oh, I did go to office for a little bit, and it was...
against the law, Amit Doshi. Against
it wasn't exactly against
the law. But which cop, when he sees you, will do anything but, Salam, sir! Home Minister, I They don't believe their luck. Sir, I'm going to get out of duty. COVID-19, please.
Hopefully that is...
That should happen.
That probably does happen.
Favors. Deshpande, either out. You are free.
Yeah, but no, I mean, like, it is. I want to start going back to office. I'm like freaking tired of not being able to go.
Yeah, same. Okay.
But all right, let's go to the AMAs.
Prakash can't come. Suresh, rather, can't come for. I mean, how will the guys who need the public transport? I don't want to keep making this rich poor.
Right.
But look, what are you going to do? Like in CNBC, it's very simple. Everyone gets a car, rich, poor, whatever your position.
Right,
a car goes privately. But they can afford to do that. Now, smaller businesses like yourself,
we cannot afford that. I don't have a car myself.
No, so not just how it affects you. How does it affect Suresh?
No, so that's just it. I don't have a car myself. How am I even supposed to help with somebody else's
transport? A car for all the smaller businesses that are out there, they can't go and get their peons and all in. It's not happening.
It's very difficult to do that.
So they have to open public transport also, is what I'm saying.
They do.
And we have to face it. We just have to hope people are paying attention, getting a COVID-19 free certificate. Testing has to be more rampant.
Testing is what we need. We need these faster tests. We need these quicker tests. I mean, that's the most important thing here.
Yeah.
Without that, I mean, like, you know, opening is, we're basically playing Russian roulette in some sense. Maybe not as dangerous as 3 out of 6 chances of dying, but I mean,
you're right. It is a lottery. You're right. Absolutely right. But give me the other option. You want us to sit on the island?
I don't know that there is one. I don't think that.
People are fighting over badminton. People are fighting in his building over nothing. These are small moments. Count another month. It'll start getting, we'll be fighting. Just look at our neighbor's face. I'm
done too. I know what you're feeling, man. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go home. Or ready to go to work. Ready to get out of home.
See, they've destroyed your mind.
You know, but basically work is home. No, I spend more time awake at work than I spend at home.
Yeah.
Right? In any given week.
The challenges of life, man.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking, oh, things weren't so good last month, this month, whatever. Who gives a damn? The challenges of life are lovely.
Yeah.
You just want the challenges back to make a living, to eat food with your friends, to hang out in the corner. I mean, this, man. Come on. Who can take this up to some time?
All right, good time to go to AMAs.
Let's go to AMAs.
Yep.
Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brocha. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me.
So we have first three birthday wishes that we should get to, I think. First one is Saurabh Jain. His son just turned 12 on the 9th. Okay. Jen. So one is that. One
What's
is
his son's name.
Son's name he does not say.
What the hell, Saurabh?
Yeah.
How do you wish him? Okay, Sonny.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Junior.
What was that old formulation that Indian women used to do? Aji sunte ho Saurabh ke papa. Or what was it? No, wait, that doesn't work. It has to be the other one, right? Saurabh ke aulad.
Oh!
Oh, acha.
12-year-old boy.
Hey, Saurabh ki aulad ko sanam din mubarak.
But okay. Again, I've said this more quickly, repetitive stuff, but you know, the important thing is, the positive in this, is if you have a celebration like we had that lovely wedding a week or 2 weeks back.
Yeah, the Satyajit and Racheta one.
Yeah, Satyajit and Racheta one. But coming back to the birthday, I'm saying, you will never, see, I'm 48 now. I'll make you what, 45?
46.
46. I can't really remember 33, 34, 35. I probably can remember 8, maybe 11. But most of them, I just can't remember. Who will ever forget COVID-19 birthday?
That is true.
Very true.
You celebrated it in these conditions, especially when you're younger. And
I've done 2 birthday parties, 1 anniversary party. They're fun, man.
Yeah. Do we know if you have birthdays coming up?
August 7th, but hopefully...
Dude, if you're still 12th. Here in August 7th?
Yeah.
Mine is June 12th. Mine
so you got a month. So
yeah,
a month.
Probably going to happen.
My niece is also June 12th. Same beard.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, she's a lovely lady. She's a vet. And she's working in Pittsburgh, which has just gone into the yellow zone. Means downgraded. So okay. Better. At 8 to 5 every day during the corona thing, I must say. Huh. Which I like. You know, because first my mom was getting worried. Oh, Elizabeth is going to be in the... I said, stop it. You know, just let her go and do her thing. And because she's young, trying to, if it happens, she'll survive it. Just
right.
Stop being like that. But you know, mothers and grandmothers are, especially Indians.
Worried, yeah. It is worrisome. I mean, like, you know, I mean, like, if somebody is treating people with corona, it's dangerous. But at the same time,
they never look at it positively to give us a chance to fight from a positive stance, you know?
Yeah.
Like you mentioned at the top of the program, that the recovery rate is the fastest it's ever been. We're only looking at the fact that we had more cases day before yesterday than ever. Hello? There's obviously going to be a period of that's going to happen before it downgrades completely. Yeah. 1, 2, why is Mumbai always targeted or Delhi? As we just mentioned earlier in the program, please listen to the program from the start if you just...
Okay. Two more birthdays, if you can quickly get to. One is Ritu Sehgal, her and Sanket Kulkarni. Both of their birthdays are on May 16th, just coming off.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, guys.
This is the matchmaking opportunity, guys. Yeah. Same birthday.
We don't know their age. If they're 11 and 7, I apologize now. That was changed in 1949 or something. But happy birthday to Sanket and?
Sanket Ritu. And Ritu.
Ritu. Happy birthday to both of you. Like I said, you're going to remember this, whatever happens. I hope they celebrate it, you know. I hope they don't hold back. I love that Zoom spirit that we had that day from Satyajit and Rakshita. You just go for it.
It's fun, dude. Having a birthday party on Zoom is fun because, again, everybody is so not used to seeing each other.
That's true. Yeah.
It was fabulous. I love that spirit. This is what I want to see. This is the way forward. My wife is on June 3rd. My wife's birthday. She's right there.
Okay.
Aisha, just say hi to everyone. But they wanted to figure out a birthday plan for you. What should we do? It's sort of a lockdown and all that.
Yeah. You send a group of those COVID warriors. okay. my PPE and take me and put me into quarantine for 14 days.
without AC, the cost of company changes on that one note.
Your PPE and CCC, nothing will not be allowed unless they're young women, which is not a good thing either. You should not have gender bias. Anybody is allowed. So who else? Birthday?
Okay, I think that's three that's birthdays. Birthday. Yeah. Let's get to the first question.
I got one on Twitter asking us, have I been able to get Cyrus to watch The Last Dance yet?
No, listen. Now, yesterday I did an Insta with someone and this guy was telling me you have to watch it. Pawan, from ESPN.
Yes, I know Pawan.
And so he was telling me, I know you're not a basketball guy, but you just watch it. You're going to love this show. You're going to love the era. You're going to love what it stands for. It's much more than, as we always say, what do they of cricket know, only cricket know. It's much more than basketball.
It is. So, I mean, like, you know, there was an interesting, funny tweet I saw yesterday. It's the one that, like, kind of the most amusing one that I have seen since the whole pandemic. Somebody should tell Michael Jordan that the coronavirus said it's better than him.
Donald Trump will get upset.
that's basically what the last two episodes are about, right? That basically how insanely competitive this guy was, like how he would destroy his teammates,
even outside basketball.
Anybody,
apparently,
incredibly insensitive.
Order fries, he wants larger ones.
So he bets with his security guards over, like, you know, if we chuck a coin at a wall, whose coin will be closer to the wall? Right, you know, he bets at everything. It's just like the most insanely competitive guy there is. So, but I thought that was one of the funniest Twitter things that I've seen since we
started. But it takes all types, huh? So you've got that type in competitive sport and business who are cutthroat and who want to fight for the loo. You know what I mean? Everything.
Yeah.
And then you've got the other type also. You've got the type who's laid back and still super successful. So
Scottie Pippen.
There you go. Inzamamul Haq, Pakistan.
Okay.
You have that. David Gar, England. Azharuddin, India. Laid back, sort of. You know, but just super talented. Lakshman.
Yeah.
Delivery. He's a laid back comic, great, gifted.
Sure.
All right. What are your questions, okay. Trish?
Yeah. So the question is also just a continuation of Saurabh Jain's mail. So he goes, Dear Cyrus, Amit, and Antariksh, my son is turning 12 on 9th May. We already wished him. Wish him on the show.
His birthday, 9th May. Happy birthday, Giselle.
Oh, wow.
As Mrs.
Oh, it already went then. I think you should have wished her a few days back.
It was too late, the call. I was sleeping.
Oh. Okay. Okay. So in this lockdown season, we have introduced our son to the finest Jim Carrey movies. Say The Mask, Yes Man, Liar, Truman Show. What do you guys think of Jim Carrey? And what are your favorite Jim Carrey movies?
Detective Ace Ventura.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. Or When Nature
Top
Calls.
Of the list.
Yeah.
When exactly. Nature Calls. Top of the list.
Yeah, for sure. So Jim Carrey movies. What do you guys think of Jim Carrey? Of course, a genius, I'm sure.
Yes.
And what are your favorite Jim Carrey movies?
Here's my take of Jim Carrey. I thought Jim Carrey is one of those guys, you know, in theater, they teach you there's a graph when you're performing, that if, especially in an angry scene or emotional scene, you hit 10 immediately, you've got nowhere to go. So my point is that he started really hard, and really big, but then he had nowhere really to go. And he tried to reinvent himself with slightly more meaningful films and all that. But for me, his best work was his early work. I would use the Mike Tyson analogy.
He's done.
It was his best, 86 to 89. He was never the same after that.
That's true. But Jim Carrey's done some of his, like, you know, serious movies were pretty good.
Dumb and Dumber,
right?
Was superb, which is a later film, for example.
Yeah.
But I do feel that
Eternal Sunshine
Sunshine, that was what I was thinking.
That's totally from left field. But I thought that the box that came initially gave too much and then later on gave much less. But that's fine.
Fair point.
Also, Truman Show is not really an all-out comedy, but it's, again, fab movie.
I think it's stopped there, whether he should be more Chaplin-esque and have, you know, this more argument kind of
it and all. Did you guys ever see him on the TV shows? The
In Living Color.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
I saw a bit.
He was really good on that as well.
Very fun.
I think he's live also, right?
Yeah, he's hosted a lot of times. Okay, definitely in the Five Timers Club, but he was a cast member of In Living Color.
So
was actually one of the only white members.
And Canadian.
And Canadian,
I was just about to say, the one which I thought was really kind of overrated from this, right? Me, Myself, and Irene. For some reason, I felt like that
minded, but it didn't hold up to Ventura and the early works for me.
Exactly. No, that stuff was just better, right? I mean, like, that stuff was just like
it had
really...
its moments, but it started becoming predictable. The face pulling was too much.
Yeah.
All that.
I don't know. I always felt like that movie was appreciated much more.
Take away from his talent and the fact that he came at like a breath of fresh air when he did many years back.
Of course, he was awesome, right? I mean,
and guys who really mimic him well were the two, you won't believe, the two roadies boys, Raghu and Rajiv, who used to work with us in MTV.
Oh, really?
They used to do fabulous impressions, especially his body language, you know?
Hmm.
all these, you know, they were fabulous. But Rajiv was fabulous at it. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. No, I can see that actually. Now that you mentioned it, I can see that.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever watch Man on the Moon, the one where he does the Andy Kaufman thing. The Andy Kaufman one, and the documentary of it?
I haven't seen
Me and Andy.
Yeah.
How was that?
Oh, it's a really good watch.
But my biggest memory forever of Jim Carrey will be in India when his film came out, and we came out of Regal. I think I was in college, so they were.
What? Yeah.
Yeah,
you were in college 90. Means what? Must be early 90s. You're out of the mask only, right? I mean, like, anything beyond that?
That's 1993, 1994,
somewhere there.
Yeah.
I was coming out, and for the first time, we heard his name. You know how Indians pronounce names? Huh. And one guy telling the other guy, "Are I like that Jim Carrey."
Yeah.
And that's the abiding memory.
Yeah.
In my mind, I always think of him as Carrey for some reason. That's how it feels to you when we can't get your name right. Beautiful. Yeah. This is a comedian. He'll appreciate it.
Yes, I'm
quite
sure.
Quite the left side of liberal, huh?
Jim Carrey.
Yeah,
is he really?
Yeah,
he's married.
He arguments with the.
Wasn't Trump he and... used to be married to Jenny McCarthy? Wasn't he?
Oh my God! So this ends 100%.
Yeah, he was.
No, but Jenny McCarthy is pretty right, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Then 100%.
Okay.
Divorced. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Jenny McCarthy is now married to that dude. The New Kids on the Block guy? From the show that we both like.
New Kids on the Block?
Dude, it's the same show we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, yeah. Blue Bloods. The guy from that show.
Marky Mark's brother.
Yes.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. I don't know this.
Yes.
I googled it. I don't know this.
Also,
Marky Wahlberg.
Jenny McCarthy used to be highly against vaccines, right? You guys know
this? She still is.
It still is?
She's even doing her job.
Even during this COVID-19 stuff?
It's amazing.
We'll find out if she gets it. Then she gets what we want.
Dude, if you guys ever want to spend like an awesome, like disturbing hour into the depths of the human mind, start going through Twitter, start looking at the anti-vaccine people these days and see where they're going. There was this documentary that came out a couple of, like last week called Plandemic, which everybody would forward it around like crazy. And it is the most incredibly nonsensical piece of that's out there, but I got forwarded that documentary by 10 people saying that you must watch this and see how Bill Gates is out to kill the world.
I read about that somewhere on somebody.
It's all this kind of like hyper conspiracy stuff, right? That basically Wuhan inside the lab over there, Bill Gates has sponsored the lab, and after he sponsored the lab, they let it out. Bill Gates believes in getting rid of 50% of the population of this country.
Bill Gates has a pet bat. Started all this.
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised by that either. Given how nutty these people are, I would not be surprised by that.
Want to do one more question before we end?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do one last one.
Okay. This is sent in by Gaurav Harnwal. He says, "Hey, Cyrus and team, big fan from Nainital. Just finished watching Breaking Bad and have become a huge fan of Bryan Cranston. Firstly, what should I watch next? And secondly, how to watch the shows you have planned for watching for the last 2-3 years, and you have 2-3 shows lined up, but you have other recommendations from friends and the internet. So what do you do in such situations?"
First and foremost, Nainital, big shout out to Jim Corbett, one of my heroes. Conservationist more than Hunter. And Gopal Dutt Tiwari, Hunter more than conservationist. Gopal is very much from the same area. Lovely place. Have you guys been? I have.
I have too.
Awesome.
When I was very young, though, I don't remember much of it.
I went when I was like 18 or 17 or so. I was in college. I went with a couple of friends.
Also, Nainital, one of the only places where I've encountered a hailstorm. Nowhere else.
I thought you were going to say your third or something. Damn it.
Okay, so Breaking Bad. Have you guys seen Breaking Bad? And what should you watch next?
Bryan Cranston, but in Breaking Bad, it's not really, I didn't get into that show so much. So many TV shows. He's been all over. He became a major film actor because of the success of this Breaking Bad, etc. And so, so he's one of those guys who sort of, he's in your background. We've seen him all your life.
I found Breaking Bad too dark. I saw the whole thing. I watched the whole thing. Okay. It was just really dark.
Also, it got darker. Initially, it wasn't. And then it just got worse. And I couldn't handle
No, but I felt like it was dark, I mean, like throughout, right? I mean, like, there was that undertone of like, the world sucks. Everybody's awful.
Yeah. Also, if I wanted, to pursue a line in pharmaceuticals, I would have done a chemical engineering major or chemical chemistry major or something, you know. I mean, watching them make drugs all the time, I can't understand what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
I see test tubes, I lose interest immediately.
But so he wants a show like Breaking Bad, right? There is...
I would go the other way. The better shows with the drug undertones are the Narcos and all that.
So I'm looking at, like, basically, you know, anti-hero gangster type shows, yeah. Right? I think those are the ones. So Narcos
go to Southern America, sense. Mexico and South. In that area are your shows.
Narcos makes sense. Power is
El
really
Chapo,
good.
Narcos. That other third one which I saw, was title I can't remember, about the hitman.
I would like to recommend
Sicario.
I would like to recommend a movie if I can, which is kind of similar, but it's quite an old movie. Probably came out before Breaking Bad only. Yeah. But it's called City of God. It's a Brazilian film. Fantastic. And
but,
I think,
but he wants a series because he wants to spend a long time on it, as we all know.
Probably true.
Right.
Yeah.
So also, the second
Boardwalk Empire is not a bad idea either. I mean, like,
Boardwalk Empire is actually
that's a good gangster kind of thing. Yeah. And I mean, like, you know, there is the ultimate gangster show, The Wire. The Wire or The Sopranos, either one. Yeah. I mean, like, both of them are, like, incredible. So I mean, like, there are a bunch of them, right? I mean, like, I'd go with any of those. Right?
Okay. The second part of his question was, how do you watch shows that you plan to watch, but then you get more recommendations from your friends and the internet? What do you do with such things?
Make your peace with the fact that you're not going to be able to watch everything.
Watch everything, yeah.
And also, to your friends, here's what I say. You've got to watch the show and you have to give it a little time. Okay, Kunal Vijayakar, one of the, arguably in my estimation, one of the least patient people in the world, thinks for 3 minutes and makes it too slow. You can't. You've got to give it, I would say, at least one full episode, probably two. And then you make a decision.
So, agreed.
I agree to an extent. I also feel like there are too many people who say, okay, oh, this gets better later. This gets better later. That I don't have endless patience for that either, right? Like, so I'll give you an example. My favorite show, the one that I've spoken about like 2-3 times in the last couple of weeks, or one of my favorite shows, Parks and Recreation.
Parks and Rec. Yeah.
Right? The first season of Parks and Recreation is it's terrible.
Yeah, correct.
But that's because the character is just like Seinfeld, have to grow on you and then it does. More interesting.
No, I think it's also, they tried to do The Office, right? They tried to make it like The Office and it just didn't work. It didn't work until it became its own show.
Yeah.
Right? But I have a tough time telling people to, because I feel like Parks and Recreation really became awesome when you got these two new characters, Adam Scott and Rob Lowe. Yeah. Which is at the end of season two.
Yeah.
So, but I can't tell somebody that start watching it like at the last two episodes of season two. That does not seem practical to tell people, right?
Right.
But so, although I think if you're a regular watcher of sitcoms, you will realize that most sitcoms reach their footing only in like the second season forward.
Fair.
The first season has to have enough in it for you to stay on board.
That's correct. Very true.
So why would you marry the same girl, you know, having dated her for 12 years. Something in her which is interesting, and hence you decide to go for the long game. Otherwise, why would you wait for the second season of her or the third season of her? How many seasons we're together, honey? I may have to sleep on the bench tonight, aka. So that is life. But I, as I said, I'm a contrarian. A lot of people like me, and I hate people. If they suggest something, I want to not watch it. Like, everybody talked about the test, even though I'm a cricket fanatic, I couldn't watch it for some time because everybody said to watch it. So that's another issue. My mother's the opposite. People just tell her, go and watch this movie, and she has to go and watch it. But they said it's a great movie. So then all types.
I bounce between that, right? Sometimes I am like that, sometimes I'm not, right? So for example, I got very resistant for the longest time towards the idea of watching the show Lost. Everybody was like, watch Lost, it's amazing. Yeah. Watch Lost, it's amazing.
Abbas was the biggest Lost fan in history. Mm. He would talk about Lost every other episode of IBM Likes. He would somehow find a way to bring up Lost.
Has a spelling issue. He thought L-O-S-T is L-U-S-T. And it was, in a way. In a way, it was. Watched it. It's got a lot of that.
But I finally did make my way through some of Lost. I didn't get that far into it because it was past its sell-by date, I think. But another one which I've never been able to get into, which everybody keeps telling me I should, is Mad Men. Right?
I like Mad Men, but you can't leave it because it's difficult to remember things. You have to stay the
time. I just find it really boring, man. I've tried it.
Yeah, but Amit, you have to like that era and all. It's got that 60s.
I do like that stuff. It's about advertising and media in that time.
Like is the way the women go crazy about that lead, whatever his name was.
John Hamm.
John Hamm.
Yeah. I just found the show slow. It was just really, really tough.
It's up and down. It's got all kinds of intrigue and murder plots and all happen in the middle and all that.
So I've tried to watch it 3 times, right? This was one of the first set of DVDs that I ever got. Somebody gifted me the Mad Men DVD season 1. Mm-hmm. Tried to watch it, then couldn't watch it. Tried to watch it a second time, couldn't watch it. I was on my way to the US and I was on a flight and I'm like, okay, they got the first season of Mad Men right now. I'm on a flight. I can't go anywhere. Mm. I couldn't get past episode 4. I just couldn't do it. I was just like, man, this is boring the crap.
Fair enough. You shouldn't try hard. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
At some point, I was just like, nah, it's not worth it. I don't think I want to spend time doing this.
Mm. Yep. For me, that's the difference between... I've always felt that, you know, be very clear. On demand. I'm on a pressure here, guys. Can you write it
down? Yeah, I think we should.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so we'll see you soon. Last word on the subject. COVID is apparently a little softer approach by the government and the world government at the moment.
But we'll see what happens tonight, we'll see. We have the address to the nation at 8 p.m.
Right. I won't miss it.
It's definitely getting extended, though, right? What do you guys think?
No, I think the extension also will be in a softer way.
I think. I think it's going to be a soft extension. I think that they will present it the same way they presented last time, right?
Yeah.
They said that it is extension of lockdown, but what it was actually graded at opening up in non-red zone areas. Yeah. And I think they'll frame it like that. They'll frame it as an extension, but what it will be.
I think just to support the theory of racism, one of the most beautiful things in the world, why can't we make it dark red and light red? So that, you know, we who don't have too many cases are like light red and dark red where it's really bad and...
I think if you look at some of the dashboards, you do kind of see that. All right.
It's bye-bye from all of us. I'll leave you with a happy picture of my lovely wife working hard to keep the home safe and happy. Aisha, can you say bye to the camera? Right. I have a way with women, as you can see. That hasn't changed. Lockdown or no lockdown. Right. Bye-bye.
Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.